So today, the title of my presentation is Predictors of HPV Vaccine Uptake, Do Boys Differ from Girls? So human papillomavirus, or HPV, is a virus, and there's many different strains of it, and several of those strains can infect the genital tract, and some cause genital warts, and some cause cervical cancer. And so a vaccine was developed several years ago that prevents two strains that cause cervical cancer and two strains that cause genital warts. So the vaccine came out in 2006 and soon after was recommended as a routine vaccine for 11 to 12-year-old girls. And then the vaccine was also considered permissible for adolescent boys since 2009 and then extended to be a routine recommendation as of October 2011. So since the vaccine came out for girls, uptake overall has been lower than people initially hoped. So it's now reached just over 50% for initiation or one dose of the vaccine. It's actually a three-dose series, but only about a third of girls in the target age group complete the whole series. And also between 2011 and 2012, there was no longer any increase in the rate of initiation. And then so among boys, there's kind of been these big leaps as the vaccine has changed status. So about 1.4% of boys had gotten one dose of the vaccine in 2010, and then 8.3% in 2011. And finally, there's some preliminary data available from 2012 that suggests that 21% had gotten it then. So since the vaccine came out, also there's been a lot of interest in kind of figuring out who tends to get vaccinated, so that we could target those who are not getting vaccinated to increase uptake. So among girls, some of the consistent predictors of vaccination have been reporting having received a recommendation from a provider to get the vaccine, insurance status, where actually girls who are eligible for the Vaccines for Children program, or SCHIP, actually had higher vaccination rates than those with private insurance, older age, and having a preventive care visit at age 11 to 12 were also associated with higher rates of initiation. In terms of sociodemographic correlates of initiation, it's kind of been all over the place, with some studies showing that like girls of color were less likely to get the vaccine, and other studies showing they're actually more likely. So that's kind of been a little bit inconsistent. And then a recent study looking at uptake among boys found that provider recommendation was very strongly correlated with uptake. And then also Hispanic boys and those who were eligible for the Vaccines for Children program were also more likely to get vaccinated. So just a few sort of theoretical reasons that we might think that there could be differences in predictors of uptake for boys and girls. First and foremost, just because the vaccine is so much newer for boys, parents, there might be differences in which parents are aware or not aware that the vaccine is available and recommended for boys. Also, the perceived benefit could be different for boys since they themselves are not at risk for cervical cancer, although more and more research has been coming out about other cancers that also seem to be caused by HPV. And then finally, since there's been a lot of media controversy and things like that about the HPV vaccine for girls because it prevents a virus that is a sexually transmitted infection. So in general, I think the connection between concerns about the vaccine and sexual activity haven't been as broad as some people initially thought, but there does seem to be like a small minority of parents that do continue to have those concerns. And we might think that because kind of social norms about appropriate sexual behavior for boys and girls differ, there could sort of be differences there as well. And then finally, there's been there's a study that was looking just at North Carolina that found some differences in predictors of uptake between boys and girls. So they found that there was no association between race, ethnicity, and household income and vaccination status for girls, whereas for boys, higher household income was actually associated with lower uptake. And boys who were, their categorization was white, black, and other. So boys who were not white and not black, so they were in the other category, had the highest likelihood of being vaccinated. So the objective of this study was to determine whether the predictors of HPV vaccine initiation were different for boys and girls in a national sample, and also whether there were differences in the reported reason for non-vaccination. So the data were from the 2011 National Immunization Survey Teen. So this is a random digit dial sample of households that have 13 to 17-year-old children. The 2011 survey used new sampling methods, so they actually included a sample of cell phones for the first time. And then one of the unique things about this survey is it also contacts the reported vaccination providers for the child's vaccine records, so the vaccination status is verified with the provider record. So the primary dependent variable for this was vaccine initiation, so having had at least one dose of the HPV vaccine, and I used the report from the provider record. And I will just say on that point, so each year I think it's about 30,000, the full sample is about 30,000, and only just over half of them have a provider record. So they do provide adjustments in the weights and stuff to account for that, but it does reduce the sample. So the independent variables that I looked at were just mostly basic sociodemographics, so the teen's age and race ethnicity, the income of the household, the level of education of the mother and her marital status, census region, insurance coverage, and then a couple of health services variables, which were whether the teen had a checkup in the past year and whether the parent reported that the provider had recommended the HPV vaccine. And then separately, I also looked at, so among teens who had not received the vaccine and parents said they were not intending to vaccinate their child in the next year, they were also asked for a reason, so I looked at those as well. So basically I was looked at some descriptive statistics between vaccination status and the predictors, and then I used multivariate logistic regression with interaction terms to detect whether there were actually differences between boys and girls. And then I just did a bivariate analysis of each of the reasons to not vaccinate, sorry, that's a mistake, by the teen's gender. And in all analyses, the standard errors are adjusted for the complex survey design. Okay, so in 2011, about 8.3% of boys and 53% of girls had received at least one dose of the vaccine. And black and Hispanic teens of both sexes had higher vaccine initiation rates than whites. And then also for both lower household income, lower education level of the teen mother, and having a provider recommendation for the vaccine were also associated with higher vaccine initiation rates. So these are the results from the multivariate analysis. So girls were much more likely to get vaccinated than boys. And again, a lot of the things that were significant in the bivariate analysis continue to be. So black and Hispanic teens had higher odds of vaccination. Family income being at higher levels was associated with lower odds of vaccination. Higher education level of the teen's mother was associated with lower odds of vaccination, and having a checkup in the last year and having a provider recommend the vaccine were also associated with higher odds of vaccination. So then when I added all the interaction terms to the model, there were two significant differences. So first was that the association with provider recommendation and vaccination was strong for both boys and girls, but it was much stronger for boys. So basically, boys who had no recommendation from the provider would have about, on average, a 4% chance of being vaccinated, whereas if they did have a recommendation, it was 34%. So that's an 8.5-fold increase. Whereas for girls, if they didn't have a recommendation, there's about a 38% chance they would be vaccinated, and with a recommendation, it was 64%, so that's like a 1.7-fold increase. So strong for both, but much, much stronger for boys. And then the other significant difference in relationships was with age. So you can see here that for girls, every year of increased age was associated with higher probability of vaccination, whereas for boys it's pretty much just a flat line, so there just wasn't an association between age and vaccination for boys. So this slide is a little busy, but this presents reasons for not intending to vaccinate their child in the next 12 months for in families where the teen wasn't vaccinated. So there was a whole list. So the survey provided the ones that had the little cross were like the actual options given, and then they also, if the parent said other, they coded these like open-ended responses. So and this is just there were a lot of choices. This is just presenting ones that had that were reported by at least 2% of the sample for either boys or girls. So the top reasons. So the ones that were more than 10% among boys and girls, 4 out of the 5 for both were the same. So the parent reporting the vaccine was not needed, that they hadn't gotten a doctor recommendation, that they just didn't know that much about the vaccine, or that their child was not sexually active, was common among both boys and girls. And just another note, so actually they could report more than one reason, but in 91% of the cases they only reported one. So parents saying, and this was coded from open-ended responses, the child was male, was of course only common among male parents of male children. And then safety concerns about the vaccine was pretty common among parents of girls, but not boys. So then there's also a bunch of significant differences just in how common things are reported. So again, you can see while parents of both gender children reported no doctor recommendation, it was about at twice the rate among parents of males, whereas safety concerns were a much more common, more commonly reported reason among parents of girls. So the key findings were basically, so a lot of the sociodemographic correlates of vaccination were pretty much similar among both genders, but provider recommendation was a much stronger predictor for boys, and also there was a positive association between age and vaccination among girls, but no association with age and vaccination among boys. And then the reasons for not intending to vaccinate differed in some interesting ways, and I think most notably just the safety concerns were really common among parents of girls and not as commonly reported among parents of boys. So there's a few limitations. So number one, so I only used the data from 2011 partly because things were changing really fast, and that's the last year that the public use data is available. But the recommendation for routine vaccination of boys came out, I think, October 25th, 2011. And so the survey data was collected through that entire year. In the public use data, there was no way to tease out when the household interview had occurred. Also, as I mentioned, the sample for this was restricted to teens that had adequate provider data, which was, so they had said they could contact the provider and received like a full vaccination record from the provider. So, and that there's probably differences between families where that was available and families where it wasn't. The weights adjust to that, adjust for that to some degree, but there could still be some bias. And then also, I think with the provider recommendation, there's some potential selection bias because providers who were recommending the vaccine for boys before it was there was like this broad recommendation might have been providers that were really enthusiastic about the vaccine and might have gone to greater lengths to convince parents or something like that. But overall, I mean, I think one of the kind of surprising things with HPV vaccination in general has been actually a lot of teens of low socioeconomic status have been having higher rates of vaccination. And I think a lot of that's been attributed to the Vaccines for Children program. So a lot of the trends in that regard seem to be very similar among boys and girls. But there's also a big potential for the provider recommendation to have an impact among boys in particular. And I think also, you know, it kind of makes sense that there's probably a lag in awareness about the vaccine among parents of boys, just because it is still pretty new. So, and there's clearly really big changes still happening just with the growth in the vaccine initiation among boys going up so much every year. So that's it. That's a really good question. I think that they mostly are, especially since it was recommended for routine, that might have been less when it was still just the permissible status. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think it's surprising because actually, I know I worked on another study that was just looking at awareness of vaccines, and then it was like more educated parents were more likely to be aware, and higher income were more likely to be aware. But in the but this has actually come out kind of consistently over the last couple years with this opposite association, which I think is. I mean, again, it might be. You know, actually, yeah, I think it's surprising.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.